Blog Talk Radio.
I'm living in that 21st century, doing something mean to it. Do it better than anybody you ever seen do it. Scream from the haters, got a nice ring to it. I guess that the superhero don't need the same music. No one man should have all that power. The clock ticking, I just count the hours. Stop tripping, I'm tripping off the power. The system broken, the school closed, the prison's open. We ain't got nothing to lose, motherfucker, we rollin'. Huh? Motherfucker, we rollin'. With some light skin girls and some Kelly rollin'. And it's white man world, we the ones chosen. So goodnight, blue world, I see you in the morning. Huh? I see you in the morning. This is way too much, I need a moment. No one man should have all that power. The clock ticking, I just count the hours. Stop tripping, I'm tripping off.
With a whole fucking nation. They say I was the Obama nation of Obama's nation. Well, that's a pretty bad way to start the conversation. At the end of the day, God damn it, I'm killing this shit. I know damn well y'all feeling this shit. I don't need your pussy, bitch, I'm on my own dick. I ain't got a power trip, who you going home with? How ye doing? I'm surviving, I was drinking earlier. Now I'm driving, what a bad bitch.
You're listening to Lush Radio Online. Lush Radio Online.
Yeah, you're listening to Lush Radio Online, and you're just logged on to the number one spot where we make it hot. And you know, sometimes we make it drop. It's your girl, Lush Live in the building. And, you know, today we're talking about business like we always do each and every Wednesday, always giving you the important tips that you need to know to basically maybe inspire you to create your own business or basically enhance your own business, you know. And we deal with different entrepreneurs, business owners on the show. You can call in at 347-826-7722. We definitely want to shout out our sponsors, E2K Magazine, beautiful magazine geared towards women empowerment. Check it out, E2K Magazine. Also, check out www.e2kmagazineonline.com. Yeah, e2kmagazineonline.com. Make sure you check that out. Also, definitely shout out Capital Customs. They do all the custom wear for you to express you, located in Virginia. And also, definitely shout out OhanaShop.com, OhanaShop.com. You looking for that bling bling and that ice? Then you need to holler at the OhanaShop.com. We're talking about business, and I've got a site that I want you guys to check out. It's called Entrepreneur LushRadioOnline.com. Entrepreneur, they give you all the advice. If you're trying to get into franchises and stuff like that, they tell you about all kinds of different businesses. So we're going to talk about that and also talk about the bank-friendly spots that are friendly to small businesses. So I'm going to go to the line and bring the sexy and wonderful Emma of E2K Magazine. What up, Emma?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hold the applause. Hold the applause. Don't embarrass me. Like, hold the applause.
Going
oh my God, I'm telling you, girl. I'm so blushing. Don't stop. Keep it going. I mean, stop. Oh God.
Oh man. Most of you guys might know Emma from E2K Magazine, and you know her from Street Queens, the movement. And she's also my consultant, you know, because sometimes, you know, I have my day, so she consults me on some stuff. But she is a boss. She's a boss just in.
I calm you down. If a consultant tell you, no, don't shoot, don't kill, don't stab.
Definitely does that because I don't know where I'd be sometimes, man. But honestly, man, Emma is definitely a person that can definitely give y'all some tips when it comes to business. She has ran her own business for several years, and she's gonna give you some of the tips and stuff and steps in the fact that how she started her business, and you know some of the tips on things you should, you know, look at when it comes to, you know, creating your own business and handling that. But go ahead and, you know, let her know what the business is, Emma, and give them a quick synopsis, you know, out there.
Well, first of all, I think that people should definitely be clear in what they want to do and what business they want to pursue and what they want to follow. And that they do something that they either have a talent for or they have a love for, because if you're doing something basically because you think it's going to make money, you know, you're going to have a real rough time. Either way is rough. There's nothing easy about it. But when you do something, when you're passionate about it, and, you know, and that's what you love to do and all that, or you have the talent for it, it goes much smoother. Because if you don't have a talent, then you got to hire the talent. So there goes your money, you know. Just prepare yourself, you know, as far as, again, really, really concentrate on what you want to do. Just because you see the guy down the block, maybe he opened up a bakery and a year, 2 years later it was very successful, doesn't mean that, oh, let me go open up a chain of bakeries just because he did it. You know, again, it comes back to what you want to get out of it. Because you're a rapper doesn't necessarily mean you should have a record label. You know, maybe you should stay sticking to writing and being an artist. You know, now if you're a successful one where you're already, you know, making the millions and you want to establish into another business, that's something different. But if you're starting and even and never made a record, and never, you know, even got on the radio, and you're concentrating about wanting to do a label now, I think you should get your foot off the ground before you, you know, try to do a label, because now you're trying to do two jobs. So just, again, going back to staying focused on and be specific on what is it you really want to do, making sure that your money meets your pocket. And when I say that, I mean, you know, you don't want to, well, I'm going to get an office here, and I'm going to have three secretaries, and I'm going to, and then when you dig in your pocket, you can't afford that. So, you know, start what you can afford. I mean, now, especially now where everything is online and all that, I mean, you can, it's free to get an email. It's free to get a website. You know, all these, it's free to make some business cards. I think Vista.com, if I'm not mistaken, you can log on in and they give you about, I don't even know how many, but it's several cards that you know, you can write down your business. They send it to you free shipping, and you know, you hand out your little cards or whatever. There's so much free things out there that you can take advantage of now. They didn't have that back then when I started. I had to pay for everything. But now, you know, you can do that. So you just have to budget yourself. So, you know, and when you want to do something big as far as like a magazine or label or record label or management company, you have to have some type of capital. You know, you really cannot – you really cannot have, I mean, you have to buy just the essentials, just to buy a computer or a laptop or, you know, you need pens and pads and tapes and staples and, you know, just the essential. You still need to have some type of capital to organize yourself correctly. You know, how you present yourself is how people are going to perceive you. So, you know, you don't want to be saying, oh, I'm a label, or I'm a management company, or I'm a magazine, and have nothing to back it up. You're a label with no records. You're a magazine with no magazines. You're a management company and not managing anybody. You know what I'm saying? So it just, you know, it just doesn't make sense. So please, please, I see this all day, every day, and I get the emails all day long. Oh, how do I start this? How do I do that? And I don't know why I keep using record label, but that's just an example. You know, mm-hmm. It's just everything in general. You know, I'm a record label, and I've been a record label for 5 years. I'm like, okay, great. What artists have you, you know, recorded and signed? And, you know, how many music have you pushed? How much CDs have you pushed out there? Do you have even a barcode? Oh, what's a barcode? Great. That's nice. There you go. That's what I'm talking about. You know, so not, you know, it's not, you shouldn't, everything is not for everybody, you know, again. Always, before you even go running around saying, oh, I'm an entrepreneur, I own my own business and all that, go to the legality of your business. Find all that legal advice. Again, Google, there's a lot of things that are out there free that will explain to you. You know, certain things, certain rules and regulations that you have to follow for your type of business. You know, there's certain licenses for some people that you need to have for certain things.
You need license to do business, I guess, as a business entity. In your state, because they give you a business license. Because mm-hmm. I have one. You know, you need to have one at all times, and also, you know, with your, when you do get all of your incorporation, also when it comes with that, you know, you have to stay on point, because every quarter they also give you like a sales tax, so you got to report if you made sales or not, because that IRS mm-hmm. don't play no games; they will come after
you.
No,
they do not. Yeah, no, they do not. And it doesn't matter, even if you don't make any, you still have to report and say, well, I'm not making any. They just want to know. Like, once you just have to be on the up and up on things. That's what I'm saying. Like, you know, running a business is not the easiest thing, especially when it starts becoming a successful business. It gets worse because you got to add on more people and add on more people, you know, and report and all that. It gets a little crazy. But in the beginning, I implore everybody, please, get all your legal actions together. You know, if you, again, this is why you need capital. You know, you need to seek some type of business lawyer. Even if it's somebody that's not going to charge you the whole amount, but just, or charge you a certain fee just to give you certain advices, you need that. You need an attorney at hand that can tell you about the contracts and all that, because everybody at one point or another, you're going to have to sign contracts with people and make agreements with people that stick. Not just, let me shake your hand, no, whoa, because you're my dude and I know you for 20 years. Don't worry about it, son. I got you. Next thing you know, you're up creek because you gave that pound and, you know, he got you. And he don't have you. You know what I'm saying? And who comes after you is the IRS. They got you because you ain't paid for what you're supposed to be paying for. So
definitely.
In business, there's no family and there's no friends.
Tell them, Emma. Get them.
Business, there's no family and there's no friends and there's no I got you and there's no nah, because I'm doing it just, you know, to help you out, and this is free. No. Business is just that business, and you have to treat it as it is a business. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Business is for the sole purpose of making money. If you're not making money, you're not doing business, you're not an entrepreneur.
That's the truth. Oh, my God. Emma Clinton had broke it down so well. And also, Emma, I want to throw another question out there. I'm going to bring Genius on in a second, and we're going to say thank you to Savan Kong in the chat room for joining us tonight. He said thank you for us doing the show today. The question I wanted to ask you was, Emma, when do you feel like as a small business is the time for you to start looking into getting a CPA, actually an accountant, for your business? Should you start at the LLC level, or when you get to an INC level, once it grows to get an accountant?
You should get an accountant right away. As soon as you get your paperwork, you should have already someone that you can. I mean, they don't charge you much in the beginning because there's not much to do, you know. Mm-hmm. But you want to start with one person that you kind of get that that understands your business from the very beginning, mm-hmm. you know, and understands your growth and understands where it's going and all that. So it becomes easier for them and easier for you. You don't have to be showing all going crazy with this and this and that. That accountant could already kind of guide you. Listen, you know, the next quarter, this is what I need to see. Why don't you, you know, have these receipts, and I need decent receipts. These are no good. These are good. You know, anytime you go eat somewhere, bring me those. The parking, you know, you park somewhere, your flights or whatever, but this, you know, this other stuff, that, you know, we don't count that. So you start learning from the very beginning. You start already seeing with business eyes. And you start learning what it is that is really going to be beneficial to you as a business or not. So I think, to me, in the very beginning, you don't want to be in business 3 or 4 years, that booms up, or it gets crazy, and all of a sudden you find somebody, and it's like a nightmare to sit there with them going through day one of, you know, where you've been and what you've done and where's all your stuff, and not everybody kind of keeps things neat, or, you know, anything can happen. You can have a fire or whatever, all your paperwork is gone. How are you going to prove what you did or didn't do?
Mm-hmm.
So I would say from the very beginning, and they don't charge that much. They could probably charge you like $50, a little $50, $100 just to look at the paperwork, sign it or whatever, and let them send it off. It's nothing. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's nothing compared to, like, again, if you have a business, the point of the business to be making money. So if you're making money, that little $1,500 that you give to an accountant shouldn't matter, because he's the mm-hmm. one that's accounting for your money.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. That's the truth. We got Genius on the line. Genius, what's going on with you, fam?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was sitting there playing the piano. I'm doing good. I'm blessed.
Wow,
I'm blessed.
Look at you. He's just coming in. He's coming real smooth just now. I love that, Genius. I got to tell you, that was real smooth. He came with the piano. Ding, ding, ding. How you doing? Oh, snap. That was a good one. That was a good one.
Yeah, I'm doing good.
That was smooth.
He had to make up for you. It's grand.
You are a genius.
something else. How y'all doing?
Doing great, man. Talking about this business, man. You know how we do each and every Wednesday. But I found a good site. But did you want to add to what Emma was talking about before I go onto this site real quick?
She touched on a lot of points. I would definitely advise, as soon as you start out your business, of getting someone who, you know, can handle bookkeeping or CPA. There's also a lot of software that you can actually get for companies that are just starting out that can do a lot of that work for you legally, you know, that can help you, as well as their sites and things like that. But I would suggest starting out in the beginning, definitely having it, because legally you want to make sure every angle is covered, because, you know, Big Brother IRS is nothing to play with. You know, definitely. You know what I'm saying? They made a mistake before, and I had an audit, you know, just to show the seriousness of the IRS. You have to prove everything you have. You have to prove how you got it. You have to have every last receipt for everything. If things don't match up, then, you know, they come. Yeah, they taking
penny.
Everything.
Up to the penny. They don't play that.
Yeah, it's very important that you handle your business, you know, and if you are a business, then you run it like a business. So that's essential. Having an accountant, bookkeeping, You know what I'm saying? Like I said, there's a lot of programs that you can get, like, into it, you know, Peachtree and a whole list of others that, you know, you can actually use to help your business.
Can you name that software for the people real quick? So, you know, just in case, for those people that are interested in going to get that software, can you name it for them, please?
There's Peachtree. That's one, you know, a lot of people use that. That was one of the older ones. And there's Intuit, which makes a lot of different bookkeeping in every facet of the business, from managing it to doing invoices to even doing the taxes and everything as well. You know, for starters, I would recommend utilizing those, you know, because it'll help you if you really don't understand how to handle all of the finances.
Can you spell that for them so they can know?
Intuit, and they have a website, www.intuit.com, and they make a whole list of software, you know, even like the TurboTax and all of the rest of that. But along with that, they also make a lot of business software. Peachtree was one of the major accounting softwares. I mean, there's a whole list of them. We'd be on the phone all day listing all of the different ones. But what I would suggest, you know, if you just start now, getting something that has a simple, you know, interface for you, what works for you. Because what I've learned sometimes is what works for one person may not work for you. So I would research and I would find the ones that are simple, you know, and there's a lot of them, just like they have the dummies books, you know, for not saying people are dummies, I'm talking about the title of the book.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they have the software.
No, people
to help
are dummies. No,
business.
No, genius people are dummies.
Well, no, I'm not going to say that. The words that are being stated are not represented by me. No, I'm joking. But no, for people who don't know, for people who don't know, though, there's a lot of.
We got a call on the line. I think it might be Kevin Shine. I'm not sure, but we're going to double check and stuff. You know, he deals with Jive Records and stuff, you know, and he deals with his own company, The Firm, you know, always educating people about business and bettering themselves in the music industry. I'm hoping that this is Kevin on the line. Is this you, Kevin? Are you live with us?
I'm here.
He's here. Yes.
Yeah, let's give Kevin Scott some love. Let's give him some love.
Some boy.
Hercules.
Wow, I like that. That was nice.
Bobbing.
Oh, man.
Can I come back on the phone and do that? Oh, no, that was great. So, you always got to call and pick up a girl, Lush. What's going on?
Hey, nothing much, Kevin. I mean, it's always an honor to have you on the show. We got Genius, who has his record label out there in the DMV area, Genius Music, and we got Emma, owner of E2K Magazine, Female Empowerment Mag and everything. So we live on the line talking business and everything like that. And
I was actually impressed. I don't know who that was. It was just breaking down the taxes and all like that, but that's really dope because you don't hear that often when you're talking to. I thought I was on the wrong call. I was like, wait a minute, what's this? What's all I get tapped into? I said, Rustin took out of her show to another level. She on some other stuff. All right. I'm excited. That kind of conversation going on.
We kind of like broke down the different shows in the different aspects. So Mondays is a variety show with TDI, and Tuesdays we do interviews and we talk about different things. And then Wednesdays we talk about business. No matter what facet of business it is, we talk about it so you can embed it yourself or whatever endeavors you're trying to do. And then Thursdays is women empowerment. And then Fridays, you know, we bowl out and, you know, do our music thing and everything like that. But today we just talk about
tomorrow. Tomorrow, we're going to talk about 48 laws of power. So, anyway, I'm going to leave it like that. Anyway, let's keep going.
Y'all talk about the 48 laws. There you're going.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's That's an Xbox boss from Temple.
So who was the gentleman that was just breaking everything down? Let me find out who that is.
That's genius right there.
What's going on, Cass?
What's going on, sir? Definitely a pleasure to hear a brother talking about something other than when I'm going to get my next chain.
I'll be the first to tell you, I ain't about a chain, I'm about a brand name, man. Forget a chain.
Definitely. Kevin, I want you to throw some stuff out there, you know, for the people, for the listeners, because, you know, Emma broke down, the, you know, the different essentials that we need in regards to, you know, business and incorporating, and Genius was breaking down the taxes and different software people can purchase on their own to get their bookkeeping together and kind of work their taxes if they're a small business owner and stuff like that. But, you know, you deal in business and you have the firm and you always try to, try to educate people on business and things like that. So I want you to give us some tips and give the people some tips out there.
Well, I mean, my main tip was always going to always be, today was real interesting. I had the opportunity to go speak to some kids today. And the main thing, of course, we talked about was, some of the kids went around the room, it's a producer's class, and we were talking about the fact that, you know, what qualifies them to be a producer, and I think I was able to help them understand the total definition because, you know, a lot of people don't understand, like, okay, you know, we have what I call the hip-hop term of producer, and then we have the actual term. The hip-hop term of producer is somebody who makes beats, who makes music. The actual term is the person who oversees the final process of delivering the master, the song to the label. You know what I'm saying? A complete song, a complete record, ready for commercial use. But a lot of times we get kind of like that happens a lot in the music industry. And because hip hop is such a strong influence on so many people, hip-hop has kind of created its own terminology of the terms that we use regularly. So a lot of people don't understand that just because, you hear it coming out of certain people's mouths don't mean that that's how it goes. Like most predominantly, like I told those kids today, 70% of the people who call themselves producers are songwriters. Mm-hmm. They're not because that's not how they get paid, because you don't get publishing as a producer. You get points and money. You don't get publishing. Publishing is for songwriters. So, you can get publishing via a transaction or a business, but you cannot tell someone that you're entitled to their publishing as a producer because you didn't write. Now, you either had to make the music or write the lyric or melody in order to qualify for that. And so a lot of times get that confused and they, really – the reason I stress this is because whether you are a record label, whether you are an artist, whether you are, rapper included, this is the whole reason you got into the music industry. You got into the music industry so that you can be an entrepreneur and at some point create your own intellectual property so you can have some sort of ownership of yourself at some point. Of course, starting out, like with every business, you're going to end up having to give up some of that to earn the right to learn how to use it. Sometimes we think we're getting, the record label is getting over on us, or the record label is taking something from us, when the record label really is taking nothing from you, because in order for you to sign any deal under any legal transaction, you're supposed to have a lawyer look at the paperwork. Now, whether you choose that right or choose to be your own lawyer, that's your choice. But no one make you sign anything, you know what I'm saying? And even if they do, there's a thing called duress. If they make you sign something under duress, then that means you legally can still get out of it based on you not knowing what it was. So it's never a situation where anyone is getting over on anyone. It's a business transaction, and everybody conducts their business the way they conduct their business. Now, if you're an independent and you choose to be an independent and you understand that independence, you know, as an independent, you can sell three times less records and make just as much money. You can sell 60, 70,000 records and you're making the same money that at one point people used to make going platinum before the 360 came into play.
Right.
You know, so it's little things that people don't pay attention to, or publishing things that people don't pay attention to, or even presentation. I'm very big on presentation. Like, you know, when artists get on stage to perform, you know, sometimes they look like they just got off work. They look like they went to the secondhand store and grabbed something off the rack and just ran up on stage. Or they just got some
Woke up. Or they just woke up.
So it's like they don't, you know, you got to always remember you're asking somebody to make an investment. So you have to show them how you manage your money, how you manage your presentation. The better you make, it doesn't say that you have to have spent all that money, but you have to make them feel as though they're going to get something for their dollar.
Right.
So when they see that, when they see the fair exchange, or they see that you've tapped into an area that they had yet thought about, or maybe you tweaked it a certain way, then that's going to make them say, man, that's a person that has figured out a way to communicate his project, his project to the audience, engage them. Sometimes engaging them doesn't always mean selling platinum. Sometimes engaging them just means getting the word of mouth spreading and getting people talking and getting people thinking about going in a different direction than what they was going in. And to influence that, then that makes people say, that's something I'll invest in. You know what I'm saying? So, but a lot of times, I mean, but I'm a little disappointed with some entrepreneurs because I don't think they understand how important it is to be an independent before you be a major, and how to properly use that leverage of being an independent to get a better position to major. So I don't want to talk too much. It's just my little quick tidbit in there real quick.
You touched on a lot of key points that need to be heard.
You know, you touched on a lot of things that I say every day to a lot of different artists, so that's needed to be heard. You know what I'm saying? They need to hear that.
You know what it is? They get blind. They get blinded by the bling bling, and that's all they see. They see the girls sliding up and down the pole. They want to wear the chain already, and you know, and feel that they're getting robbed.
Yeah, they don't understand the process.
You didn't even have two red sets to put together. Like, how you die all of a sudden you get robbed?
Yeah. It's like one of the key points, like you said, being an independent, like you can have more power representing yourself going to a major if you're already an independent and you can actually show that you already have sales. This is how many units I moved. This is the buzz that I have. You know, your ability of what you can walk out and negotiate on that contract is going to be a lot better than somebody just walking in the door. That's like getting a regular job and you looking at that resume and you really don't have no job experience. You know what I'm saying? As opposed to somebody who has certifications and a backing, you know, they're going to be more qualified for that position and be able to walk away with more, wherein you're going to be probably getting about 1 to 3 cents off every unit being sold and basically not making nothing in the end, you know. So.
Take for instance, you know, you got Ludacris who signed his own self to himself and then walked into the label, you know, to negotiate his life. You know,
he went to negotiate himself.
In legal terms, we call that a loan-out corporation.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's called in legal terms. We call it a loan-out corporation. That's like when you sign yourself to yourself for the purpose of, and you loan yourself out to them, and now they have to invest. They have to either invest in your company and help you build your business, or they have to acquire your asset from your company via a transaction. Either way, your company stands to make some money by them using whatever, by them doing business with you. So that's the whole purpose of loan out corporation, which is another thing that everybody, you know, when we say independent and everybody don't, you know, be really on their square, what do they think Vitamin Water was?
Yeah, and what do they independent have? Before Coca-Cola. I mean, before Pepsi picked them up, it was just the independent, you know, bottle of water. That
was
it.
Coca-Cola.
It was Coca-Cola.
And Coca-Cola is no different than your major record label. I mean, you can't, you know, I think what everybody's misconception of this is that, you know, we look at the end result and we look at how you get to the end result and how quick can we get to the end result before we run out of money. We come to someone based on us trying to get to that end result and say, can you bail me out before I go broke? Can you bail me out before I can't run around and lie and tell somebody I own this anymore? No. I'm going to wait on you to you know, like when I meet artists, they be like, you know, I got a hot single right now, and I'm up to number four on Reverb Nation. I'll be like, well, keep on working. You mean you ain't interested yet? I mean, no.
Why do they always want to throw the Reverb Nation on you? That kills me.
That's just a separate entity that allows people of venue to be able to advertise their stuff. That doesn't really mean anything in the end.
That's just another facet of promotion. It doesn't really, like, you know, put you in any really category. Like, I don't care. You know what I mean? It's thousands of people on Reverb Nation. Who cares? You know? I mean, what else do you have to bring to the table? But real quick, on a side thought, a lot of people that's out there that might have saved some of your, you know, tax money, you know, if you save some of your tax money, or if you guys are interested in checking into franchises. Franchises are the most, and they're also very, very lucrative. And depending on how much you're willing to spend, the top franchises for 2010 are Subway. They are submarine sandwiches. Everybody knows what a Subway is. Sub cost is $84,300 to $258,000. McDonald's, which everybody knows is McDonald's everywhere, their startup is from $995,000 up to $1 million. And 7-Elevens, their startup is $40,000 to $775,000. Hampton Inn and Hampton Suites, $1 million, $3 million to $13 million. Supercuts, $111,000 to $239,000. H&R Block, tax preparing company, $26,000 to $84,000. Dunkin' Donuts, $537,000 to $1 million. Janie Dash King, a commercial cleaning company, $11,000 to $35,000. Surf Pro, that's an insurance and disaster restoration and cleaning, that's $102,000 to $161,000. And APM mini marts, that's convenience stores or gas stations, it's $1 million to $7 million. And those are the top ranking for 2010 if you're interested in getting into franchises, which are very lucrative. So if you're interested in getting those are the top-rated franchises for 2010 if you're interested in it. But back to the conversation. We got some new callers on the line, guys. We're talking about business, and we have the one and only, your boy, Kevin Shine, live in the building. He's going to talk to us more about his company, The Firm, and some new aspects, and also his songwriting, tutorials. He works with songwriters, and you know, he works with Wayne Williams, with Jive, and he does a lot of things. He's helped a lot of people in the industry. So he's live on the line with us, and we're talking business. We got a caller from the 617. 617, what's up? What's up with you?
What's going on, people?
What's up, 617? What area are you calling from, and what's your name?
It's Jules. I'm calling from Dorchester.
That's what's up. Shout out to Boston.
That's what it is.
You have a question? Are you an artist or just a business owner?
I manage artists, Mr. Harvey, And I do some stuff. I called him before. I've been doing stuff with
Hello?
Yeah.
Do you have a question for Kevin? Why he's live on the line?
I was just listening in.
Okay, all right, sweetheart. Just stay on the line with us. That's what it is, man. Shout out to Boston out there. And we have our boy Bugsy live on the line, upcoming artist out of the Boston area. Bugsy, do you have a question for Kevin?
What's good, Mark? I'm actually a little late, man, but I don't know. Give me a second, you know, to listen to him, say what he got to say, and then I'll get my question in.
That's what it is, definitely. And we got a caller from the 201. That's Jersey. Is this Q live on the line with us? Q on the line with us? What's up, Q?
Not much. Just getting on the line, see what's going on, what the conversation's about.
We're talking about business. We have Kevin Shine live in the building with us. You know, he deals with Wayne Williams out of Jive Records. He deals with plenty of artists. He has his own company, The Firm. And we also got Emma and Genius live on the line with us. So we're going to continue and stuff with what we were talking about, and then you guys can come up with your questions in a few. But Kevin, I'm gonna let Emma and Genius ask you some questions real quick. Emma, you got a question for Kevin?
I don't know. do you deal with any women? Do you deal with any women as far as artists? I mean, that's really my market is women, so that's kind of more what I'm more interested in.
I mean, yeah, of course. I consult a lot of women. I'm really shocked. I get a lot of women who come to me, you know, that are trying to just find their lane or just trying to figure out the best way for them to, you know, just avoid the obvious things. You know what I mean? Like my biggest thing when women come to meet with me, and I think I've said this on the show before, is be mindful that this is still a social, relationship business. You can't get to the word business until you establish the relationship. And you can't, you know, a lot of times women come in and, of course, they be real hardcore to want to prove that they're business ladies and they're coming with their business. But in actuality, if, you know, you're starting out, and you're really just trying to feel people out. You're still just trying to get to know who's who and learn how things work. So you kind of want to just – you want to present yourself in a manner of letting people know, you know, I'm starting out, but, you know, at the same time, you know, I'm looking for ways to contribute or to help, you know, especially if you're not coming with a budget or you're not coming with anything that you can use. Because in business – even if you're going to come to somebody about business, you don't come to them right out the gate and go, what you going to do for me? You go, you know, what can we do or how can I help you? You know what I'm saying? And then that creates the way for y'all to find out whether or not that person, if their reply to you is, well, I need help with this or I was looking for that or, man, yeah, I never thought about that. Or they say some things that kind of engage back towards you what they, you know, that they're interested or whatever, or even sometimes it's good to say, man, let me take you out for a drink and just, you know, if I can ask you some questions, just to dialogue with the person so you can even see what they're on. And by saying, let me take you, now you're not in their pocket, so they can't come at you anyway. You can pretty much dictate the whole energy without it coming across like you're trying to be on some straight up out the gate punch them in the face type business, because in the industry, the more you know, this is a relationship thing. So you want to engage people first, get to know what they're on, decide whether or not you're comfortable with them, and if you're comfortable enough to proceed forward, and you think this is somebody you can make money with, then you can proceed forward into just talking, you know, more in depth and get more in depth with them. But you want to be real cautious in the beginning, because you want to kind of fill it out and see what the vibe is.
Now let me ask you something within that. I mean, of course, it's the relationship and you want to get to know the person, but as we all know, because this is not, I mean, it's obvious as a duck,
when it's a pretty woman, you know, she's a voluptuous woman, she's a pretty woman, whatever, and she probably don't even have any talent. But due to her, you know, to her appearance, how many drinks can and dinner can she have? You know, everybody's going to want to take her out to dinner, and everybody's going to want to take her a drink, and everybody want to take her to Vegas or whatever, and it won't be probably based on her talent. So how do you get around to that they actually see that you have talent or not as opposed to just looks? Because it's harder to me for women. You know, when you walk in there, even though you don't want to present that, but if you have a voluptuous body, you can't help that. I mean, that's how you look.
Well, I mean,
you know
I don't
mean?
Think it, I don't treat it no different than I think Genius would back me up in saying that as a man, we have to, you know, be just like y'all got to be careful of that. We got to be careful of them having the testosterone problems with you. Like sometimes men have testosterone problems, you know, where they if they don't vibe well with that man or they feel threatened by him, then, you know, that's the same thing. It's not no different. You still got to make a presentation. Like me getting on this phone and me not knowing who Genius was, but for me to hear him talk about what he was talking about, that engaged my ear. And it made me want to know who he was. You know what I'm saying? And so it's like what is your presentation? If your presentation of yourself is physically stronger than what's coming out of your mouth, then yeah, that's where the focus is gonna go. Because you gotta be able to present something. You gotta be able to say, you gotta be able to have some kind of presentation to be able to engage me to think about whether you're gonna be money to me. Or you just going to be a date? Because if you're going to be money to me, then you got to present something that's money to me. Present that. If you're not presenting that, then what you want me to do? You want me to act like you ain't cute? I'm just asking you. Because we still a man and a woman here, and you know, and men are, you know, they depending on the circumstance and the environment. I'm not saying we're on a business environment, and you know, that's not. It's certain things that's appropriate at certain times, and I'm not saying that you got to go on no date with nobody. But what I'm saying is that yes, you do have to be willing to engage people on a social level. Just so you can at least fill out what the vibe of the conversation is. And, yes, it's a fine line between what is appropriate business and what's appropriate social or personal. And I think at some point you'll be able to fill that out, or that woman will be able to fill that out, and she'll either be able to, you know, she'll be able to, you know, get out of there before it goes too far. Or she'll be in the position where she'll say, okay, I'm cool with it going that far. Or she'll be able to say, well, really what I wanted, you know, wanted to ask you was these particular questions or about these particular topics. Now, she doesn't feel at that time that he's giving her answers that's appropriate to the questions that she's asking, then she'll be able to know right away this won't be somebody she can deal with.
Yeah, that's definitely true, man. We're going to go ahead and go to Genius. Genius, you got a question for Kevin?
Well, I mean, he touched on a lot, and what he said is true. I mean, I would more or less say just, you know, in situations like that, to avoid it, you definitely have to already have, you know, a pre-designed way of being able to market yourself in a manner that, you know, it prevents those things. You know, because at the end of the day, you control the situation. You can control the environment if you go in with a plan first. And that's if you're a male or a female. You know, it's like going to an interview for a job. You know, if you're going to let the HR rep dictate the situation, then more or less you can just kill half of the chance of you getting a job. You know,
exactly.
They can ask you the questions and everything. But if you already have a pre-design in your mind, you know, and you know how to market and sell yourself without selling your soul, then, you know, your chances are far greater, you know. Because, I mean, I deal with that a lot. My question would actually be, you know, because I like to try to help, you know, people. And more or less, I would ask you, how do you deal with the situations as far as artists, you know, because a lot of times they don't know about the business as far as, like, publishing, mechanical license, you know, things of that nature. So I keep my questions business-orientated since it is business, you know, Wednesday. So how do you actually inform the artists that you're, you know, you encounter about those things? Because a lot of times in the industry, they aren't aware of that. And that's why a lot of times they wind up signing these trumped up contracts and things, because they don't understand.
Well, I'm going to answer that very simply, and then I'm going to explain. If you don't have an entertainment lawyer, and I do mean entertainment lawyer, I gauge it by the kind of manager they have. I gauge it by the kind of business manager they have. Business manager meaning accountant. If they don't have those kind of people, or they don't even know what those people do, then immediately you don't have a person around you that can help guide you or steal you away from what anyone can pretty much dictate towards you. The other part of the equation is that, hold on right quick, you.
I gotta go to a sidebar real quick. While he's at the sidebar, quick interruption on sidebar. Some of you guys that are looking to be franchises, or you're trying to start your business up and you don't have the money, where to go to find some money? You can either, if you're trying to be a franchisor, you can go to the franchisor that you're going with, and they can actually, get the paperwork for you to get the paperwork to try to get you some loans. You can try a company called Fran Data, F-R-A-N, and they actually, put a positive light on your aspirations for franchising. Also, you can get a UBLOC, which stands for Unsecured Business Line of Credit. You can either get that, and you can get a small business loan if you're looking for that. They have different financial services and stuff like that. You can go to a site. You can go to a non-for-profit, ACCION, Action USA, or Kiva, K-I-V-A, and they actually try to qualify small businesses, and also SBA, Small Business Administration. So they have different aspects for that. Or you can either liquidate your assets if you're trying to look for money, whether it's your retirement plan, if you feel like you're going to get that money back, if you feel like you want to do that, then do that. But that's another source. And liquidate your assets or your business assets, depending if you have things like that of some sort. And also hard money. You can use hard money that you have from your own pockets, or you can either ask friends and family that are interested in getting the situation done with you. But those are different aspects if you're trying to kind of find dough to start your business. And everything like that. And I'm also going to give you some business-friendly banks if you're interested to try to find the right bank for your business. And I think Kevin might be back, so he can finish was talking about.
What I was basically touching on is that, first of all, artists that take on the role of trying to be CEOs or take on the roles of trying to be managers for themselves, I think are doing themselves a huge disservice, because first of all, as an artist, your job is to deliver the actual product that's going to, that's going to bring the money in. You're supposed to know about business, but that's kind of the reason why I always tell artists, the first person that you hire is an entertainment lawyer. That's the very first person you hire. After you hire an entertainment lawyer, then you might want to try to get that entertainment lawyer to help you acquire management. So you get management, then the next person after you have started to make some money will be your business manager. That'll be the person who will help you kind of come up with your allowances, balance your accounts, the whole nine. Now, when it comes down to dealing with a major record label, the record label does not create any vehicle for you to take care of your business. That's not their job. Their job is to facilitate their product, and their product being
the record. Their job is only the record, nothing else. So, like, when artists be like, I want to sign with this particular label or that particular label, I always ask artists, do your research on the company that you're actually trying to sign with, or pick two or three companies and just kind of see what is their main focus, what is their main, what kind of artists they're actually signing. Why are they signing these kind of artists? Now, I will go on record of saying that right now, something you said earlier, Genius, is pretty much where everybody's at right now. We're signing brands. We're not signing artists anymore. We're signing brands now. We kind of want to know what the artist is doing. We want to know that you're doing something to kind of create yourself to be a brand. We want to know that you're engaging people. We want to know that you're a part of some kind of team. You know how to handle money or that handles money. We just want to be clear that we're not blowing our money. So we want to see if you've been able to get any radio by yourself. We want to know if you have been doing any shows or anything like that where you've been getting paid. We want to know how much have you been able to do as your own business entity or your own business model so that we can kind of look at you as an investment and not as a liability. Mm. You know what I'm saying? So the goal for us is not to sign you and take everything from you, but the goal became for record labels to not sign artists for the purpose of just putting out records, but signing them to create a entertainment brand that they can then acquire to their brand. Because what they started noticing is that artists have no problem with running around saying, I'm with Jive Records, I'm with Sony Records, but then when it came down to it, but you might use that to get you a real estate deal. You might use that to get you a restaurant. You might use that to, you know what I'm saying? But then artists, that's money that was going directly in your pocket, but the only reason you got to get that money is because of your association to this brand. So now record labels are saying, we're going to get a piece of all of that money because technology now has made it where the record sales are not the only way the artists are acquiring money. So now the record label has to think more broader too. So that's the reason why they are doing more brand deals, which we call the 360 deals, instead of just doing a direct artist deal. And a lot of artists, you know, because they hear the PR, and they're always hearing this PR about how shrewd the record label is and how the record labels get over on people. And I go back to my original statement, no record label can get over on you if you have an entertainment lawyer. And that being the very first person you hire, whether you have a manager or not, you go build a relationship with an entertainment lawyer. Now, understand, an entertainment lawyer sometimes costs you $100 an hour to $300-something dollars an hour. But the reason it costs you so much is because they don't want you sitting there wasting their time. They want you to think about your questions, think about what you're asking, which is, in other words, mean do your research. Now, people like me, I do when we start talking about the firm, I do label consulting and A&R consulting on the side with the firm because I still feel the need to want to help educate people. But I had to learn, even as a consultant, that, yes, I'm an educator. There are certain things that, like, if you go to Twitter, I'll give away for free. But then when you start saying, I want to acquire you, your time, and I want to acquire your knowledge and your time, now that's money. You have to pay me for that. You can't just say, well, shouldn't you do that for free? No, that's called, I'm helping you build something that you're going to ultimately call your company or your brand or your business, and in exchange you're paying me for the service of helping you understand how that works. It took me time to acquire this knowledge. I'm not just going to give it away. I don't mind giving away the knowledge that I give away because I'm an educator. But at the end of the day, you have to learn the difference between the two.
That's the truth. That's definitely the truth. And we definitely got some more callers, and I think I got my other co-host live on the line, the beautiful and lovely Ebony, live from Cali. What's up, Ebony?
Hey,
what's up, Ebony?
Ebony, you there? Ebony,
yes,
you there?
I just had you on speaker. So I can listen in and do different things. Yes.
That's my homie.
Hi, everybody.
What's,
Hey, Ebony, how you doing?
I'm good. I'm a little busy today, so I'm just stopped in for a second just to check in with y'all and show my support. I talked to you earlier, Lush, regarding, you know, the situation.
Yeah.
But, you know, I definitely wanted to just take a quick minute and, you know, see what was going on and let everybody know, get your pad and pencil ready because it's showtime. Teach me how to make dough.
You got your boy Kevin live on the line. Kevin Shine, your buddy,
live on the line.
What's
with
going
us.
On, Kevin?
Hey, I'm gonna be out. I'm gonna be out your way on the 24th. I'm coming out there.
Last time you was in my way, you was in the Bay Area. That's a 6-hour drive. You gonna be in LA this time?
Oh no, I'm in the Bay Area. I'm sorry, I'm in the Bay Area again. That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
I forgot about.
When were you coming to LA?
Well, you know, I keep getting thinking you guys got all them labels and everything out there. What you have any little old me for? I gotta go. Meet me yet?
What happened?
I said
you
I gotta
say?
Go.
You
said
LA don't need
you
yet.
I said I gotta go where people need me at. You guys got everybody out there. Y'all should be good.
But there's only one you though, so you gotta look at it that way.
Oh, well, that is true, ma'am. She got me, I know.
You know, there's only one you. You gotta come to L.A. and show them what you can do.
I'll be out there soon. I'll be out there soon. But it's good
that's
to see here.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask Genius, did I touch on the areas he wanted me to touch on?
Yeah, I mean, you touched on those, the issues that, you know, well, the areas that, you know what I'm saying, I wanted to focus on because it's like a lot of times, you know, like yourself, I deal with a lot of those people and, you know, them not knowing things, you know what I'm saying, it can hinder a lot, you know. And the more you know about something, then the better the situation is. Like you said, having an entertainment attorney, you know, is definitely essential. That way you know the contract that, you know, you're looking at, and a lot of them are even, you know, willing to do consultant work. I mean, and the school fee is not for free, you know what I'm saying? And some of them are even willing to work with you, but that's definitely essential, you know, and having the right backing and mindset. So, I mean, you touched on a lot of those subjects. And then as well, you know, knowing what to do with it once you have it. I mean, going in, you have to already have a plan and look at yourself as a business, not even just as an artist.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Yeah, so you have to do that now because it's important. Like I can't. It's at a point where it's scary right now, and I think Lush, what's really scary right now is
mm-hmm.
that anybody who isn't putting themselves in that type of mindset right now to kind of do their research or homework, like when I as A&R, I can't come in your market and turn into the instant, you know, educator. If I'm going into your market as an A&R, then I can't even talk to the people trying to know. I got to talk to the person that is getting on the radio, the person that's figuring it out, the person that's getting the buzz, because a lot of times that's why people have to, you know, and I hate it, but people have to actually book me for their cities or their markets and I have to explain to them, you're booking me because you're really acquiring me more in a consultant vein than you are as an A&R. You
mm-hmm.
might think to use my title to draw these people, but you're not actually bringing me in as the A&R because it's not really I'm coming in to meet people who are already doing, or I'm coming in because you are already the buzz of your city, or you already was getting the money or the respect or the attention. I'm coming in to meet people who are trying to get on.
Mm.
That's more consulting than A&R work.
Yeah.
And people be like, well, why do we gotta, why, you know, your record label pay for that? No, my record label sends me to go where their interest is. They don't send me where people are not, where they're not interested, because that's not an investment for them. So if you want me to come to your market, because, and that's what I tell people, you want me in your market and you're not getting the attention in your market, then create a way for me to come in your market and let me see what's going on. I might be able to find something once I get there, but I can't just come into your market and work for free and do all this running around. And then I also got to be careful because people leverage when I come in and get money off me being there.
Definitely. You got to get yours off the top.
So I'm careful about that because, you know, people be so, yeah, you know, I hope y'all's going to get you to this label. And I don't know if they're getting how much money they're being paid, but I know that they're being compensated.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to all that, like, you know, when artists be like, you know, artists be looking at, they be talking to me. Sometimes, Genius, I have to tell them, well, I'm going around just talking about the business. You're supposed to be an artist that rap and sing. You mean to tell me you ain't figured out how to get in all these markets and how to get your music out here, and you letting somebody like me who ain't doing nothing but showing up talking? I'm drawing 200-300 people, and I'm getting paid and booked, and you sitting here asking me how to get on? You ain't
right.
That's real.
You got some callers on the line. I'm a bring on the beautiful, precious chocolate Mrs. She's a triple threat. She's a writer, singer, and she's a rapper, and she does a lot of stuff. And she's a beautiful spokesmodel for us. And she does. She's also acting. Also, she's our girl, chocolate Mrs. AKA Precious, live on the line. Precious, you got a question for Kevin?
Yes, I do. Hi, Kevin. How are you?
What's going on?
Okay, for someone like me who's starting out and who wants to build their brand, has an idea and knows exactly what kind of audience they're trying to reach, what suggestions would you give in terms of looking at royalties? Like, when I'm talking about royalties, because I write my own lyrics, like, I feel like, yes, I will use writers later on, but no one can really express my feelings other than me. So I do write my own music. What are some of the steps that I should take to ensure that later on down the line I'm getting paid and I'm able to provide for my family instead of having other people pay?
Well, first of all, let me intervene. First of all, being a songwriter is it's just like when you do modeling or when you do, you're a comedian. Like, as a comedian, everything's going to come down, like, let me use the comedian example. The comedian example is that normally comedians get a tryout at 5 minutes. They can go anywhere and do 5 minutes, right? And that's about all they gonna get. Till they prove that they can actually do 5 minutes of hardcore laughing comedy. As they get consistent with doing the 5 minutes, then they start getting booked to come and be an opener at 10 minutes. Right?
Right.
Then anything over 10 minutes, that means that they are now an official comedian. Anything over 10 minutes, you are officially funny.
Right.
We interested, right? So now we're talking about you starting to get to that point where people are going to start soliciting you. Most times when artists are their own writers, they don't put themselves through the same test. The only reason why other people end up writing for you is because it's hard for artists to scrutinize their creative work without being personal about it.
Right.
That's the reason why people like me who are A&Rs or producers, certain producers that are really producers, that's why we have to do that. We have to scrutinize that, and we have to decide whether or not you are qualified to write your whole song. Now, what you might be good at doing is you may be good at relaying to that person or helping to interpret your feelings and emotions and the things you want to talk about. But in actually to do it in record form, that really requires that's a real task. Like Atlanta, I live in Atlanta, and Atlanta is probably one of the few cities that people come here to be hit makers. They come right. here to be Carrie Hilson, to be Neo, to be mm-hmm. Dream, to be Polo, to be Jazzy, to be Brian Michael Cox.
Right.
Like, this is one of the few cities they come to be a hit maker.
Mm-hmm.
So around here, every day I see the newest, youngest, hottest songwriter. And it's like a mm-hmm. competition. So, like, if we said we're going to work on Precious's project, and
mm-hmm.
I went and I got five other writers, and
mm-hmm.
you can outwrite them on your own product, and
mm-hmm.
and then your records are getting shows, then
mm-hmm.
that's what this is about. It's about the best record. It's not
mm-hmm.
really required that you write. Now,
yeah,
if you're going to be the you're going to be the writer,
mm-hmm.
and that's going to be the task of the situation, then you have to be willing to be criticized. You have to be willing to go through the process and be scrutinized just like everybody else, because you don't want to put yourself in a position. Being a songwriter and being an artist is two different things. So if you want to be the songwriter, then you got to make up your mind, I'm going to go be the songwriter. If you want to be the artist, then that's totally different. But you can't combine both of them and then scrutinize them as one thing, because they're two separate things.
So you're basically saying that if you're going to the intensity and the demand on being the songwriter itself and then being the artist is just so demanding that somebody has to decide which one they want to be in order for them to completely focus and stuff.
Right. Because when you go in the studio initially, you don't go in as the artist and the writer. You go in as the writer because you're really crafting the song. So the artist ain't even in the building yet. The artists don't usually, like when you normally handle them as two separate things, record labels do not even let their artists come to the studio till the record is done. So then when they come in, by that time, we've emailed the record to them, we've emailed the lyrics to them, they've had a chance to learn it, to live with it, to get comfortable with it before they come in the studio, because by the time the artists show up, the clock is ticking. We ain't got no time for them to be sitting up in there figuring it out. So what you don't, what a lot of times artists make the mistake of doing, they go in trying to be the artist and cut the record as though they can cut it and write it at the same time.
Oh.
And you can't.
That's some real information right there. I'm going to let Bugsy go ahead and ask you a question. He's an up-and-coming artist out of the Boston area. Bugsy, you got a question for Kevin?
Yeah, man. I mean, he definitely dropping that knowledge, man. I'm taking heed, man. All I got to ask is, what's that Twitter or what's your joint, man, so I can follow you, you know what I mean, and just keep getting updated. You already know.
My Twitter is Kevin_N_R_Shine, Shine. And then I do something on there called Intellectual Tweets, where I'll just, you know, randomly get on there and I'll cover a bunch of topics. Sometimes I'm going to be politically correct and sometimes I'm not. I always tell people that what I do on Twitter is my ministry. That's my ministry. That's me releasing things from my mind that God has put on my heart to talk about.
Okay.
And so I just, you know, I don't really have a format for how I do it. It could be 3:00 in the morning. I'll just jump on Twitter and just start talking about something that's heavy on my heart that I feel people need to know or be aware of. Because, see, what I always feel, what's sad, I feel like Twitter gives me a way to vent those feelings, because I really feel bad for a lot of people.
Oh, yes,
I feel bad for a lot of people because, like what you just said a few minutes ago, Genius, what people don't understand is they're sitting here and they're listening to me and they're praising me for my knowledge or they're thanking me for giving their information. But what they don't understand is I'm the person you're up against. I'm the one you better be mindful that if I'm sitting here with this much knowledge and I'm this good at what I know, and you're supposed to be trying to get over on me or negotiate with me or come do business with me, you better be on your square. That's why another reason, what's the lady's name I was on the phone with that you just on the phone with her? Huh?
You talking about Chocolate Mrs. Precious just now or Emma?
No, Precious, the other lady before that got on before Precious.
You talking about Emma of E2K Magazine. She's on
right, right. Like, this is what I'm saying, sis. This is going back to what our original question you asked me about ladies. When ladies come to me, I try to be real down to earth with them and talk straight to them because I really tell them, don't activate my business, man, if you really ain't on business.
Right. Right.
Don't put me on business if you ain't on business, because when I go in business mode on you, I'm going to tear you a shreds.
Right. But you know what? Some people do it, a lot of people do it to themselves. I mean, I know you say you feel bad for certain people, but there's just certain people that really do it to themselves. In other words, like, they don't have the ear. They're not looking at themselves, not listening to themselves. They haven't letting people put batteries on their back like, oh, you're the best and you're going to be the next, you know, Whitney Houston or whatever. And you can't sing a lick. Like, you know, I mean, some get away with it. There's some that run through the cracks, as we all know. We're not going to mention no names. You know, some go through the cracks and they make it, you know what I mean? But that does not mean that that's a mold for everybody. Like, people got to kind of tune in. I mean, you know, when you're rapping, are people even bothering to look at you? Do they turn around? You know, when you're singing, you know, do you make people's hair stand? I mean, are you singing? Is it singing and they're singing? Like, you know, there's like a difference. And, you know, and I don't feel bad because I've done a lot of open mics, and I do not feel bad for people that get up there real arrogant. And then when they open their mouths, you're like, what do... No, wait a minute. This got to be a joke. Like, this got to be Candy Camera up in here. Because how could you not know that you're not good, that you're not talented? I mean, you
I'll say this to you. I mean, I agree with you 100%, but I'm going to say something to you. What's really, really, really sad about the reverse of what you just said is the record business does not require you to have the talent.
Exactly.
It only requires you to sell the records.
Exactly.
So if you can figure out how to communicate whatever you're trying to communicate, and because there's a term that we all need to be aware of. That term is commercially and technically and commercially acceptable. Now, what does that mean? If you go to a club and you show up at the club wearing jeans and they say, you have to have slacks on and a shirt. We reserve the right to turn you away. And you might see somebody walk in with jeans on. You'll say, well, what? I just seen you somebody in with jeans on. Well, we reserve the right to let in who we want.
Mm-hmm.
And we also reserve the right to turn people away. Now, the record companies do the same thing. Certain people, technically it's supposed to mean mixed according to your mix, according to your mastering. That's technically. Commercially can mean anything. Commercially means, you like, okay, some people would never have bought the original Soulja Boy, but he found a way, because even though it wasn't mixed properly, they found a way to communicate with those people, so they let go. When you heard Waka Flocka, some people are like, that ain't really rapping. Commercially, he's communicating with the people, so it's acceptable. So there's no real rule to what commercially is acceptable. It's only the only rule that stands is it communicating with this audience, and are they responding?
And are they buying the product?
Responding means buying. Are they responding? Like, do you see a response from it? The numbers from it. So, in actuality, when we all be putting the only thing about having a talent that affords you in the record business, it means that if you know how to manage that talent, then you stand to have a longer career. That's all it really means. But in actuality, using Soulja Boy as an example, Soulja Boy doesn't win because of his talent as a MC. He wins because of his talent as a producer and a businessman.
Yeah. Exactly.
So that's where he can win, because as a businessman and as a producer, he can get on other people's projects. He can put all he got to do. He's now a brand. He's no longer a talent. So anybody who's competing against Soulja Boy, you wasting your time. Like that ain't you really not competing against him, because he got money in the bank that says he's a brand.
Right.
And you're sitting up here talking about talent, and that ain't got nothing to do with it. Are you communicating on record? I know a lot of singers who can't sing in the booth.
Mm-hmm.
I know a lot of rappers who don't have good ears for how to do what I call pocket presence. And do you know what I mean when I say that, Lush? Like, pocket presence means hitting your pockets and keeping the record to the point where we can listen to it. Like, Jay-Z has pocket presence. Ludacris has pocket presence.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So it's a lot of things technically I could pick out from people, but at the end of the day, sometimes even as an A&R, I have to kind of cut my ears off and just look at the crowd.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's the truth. And
I cut my ears off and go, okay, they're responding. That baby mm-hmm. gets the word. That baby is saying the words.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that drunk man in that club, he remembered the hook.
Yeah, because, I mean, a lot of people, I mean, nowadays, you know, you see a lot of people who are real garbage, and I don't know who's been lying to them. Somebody really lied to them, and they keep coming to these spots, talk about they doing it. Everybody is the hottest rapper. I'm the hottest artist. I'm doing this. Like, put it to the test. Put your show presence and everything. Put all that, like they say, put your money where your mouth is. Put your performance where your mouth is, man. All that talking, I don't want to hear it. I'm from the show me stage. Show me what's going on. You asking me to interview you on the show for what? I don't know who you are. I don't even know what's going on with you. Like, what are you talking about? What are you doing? For real.
What are you doing?
On that note, we're going to go to a quick commercial, and we're going to be back. You know what I'm saying? Make sure you get your questions together, man. We're talking to Kevin Shawn right now. He's dropping the jewels, man. What are you doing, for real, man? Get your acts together, man. For real. What are y'all doing, man? For real. Don't make no sense. Y'all sitting here talking all this mess, and y'all ain't doing nothing. I mean, so we're going to go to a quick commercial in a quick second. Once again, I want to reiterate and let you guys know Coast to Coast DJs are doing a Coast to Coast convention. It's going down August 27th to the 29th. If you're interested, they're going to have A&Rs. They're going to have radio personalities. They're going to have everybody there at the event. So make sure that you're actually at the event going down. So make sure you're there. And also, if you're interested in buying sponsorship packages, make sure you email me at CEO Lush Radio Online, and we can definitely get that together for you.
Hey, Lush. Lush, if you get Mad Dog to call me back, I'm trying to talk. He want me to do the panel, but I ain't able to catch him.
You said Lil Fat?
No, Mad Dog.
Oh.
Mad Dog's supposed to hit me back about that. He wanted me to do the panel, but I ain't been able to catch nobody over there. They don't answer the phone.
I'm gonna email Lil Fast, because he's the one that's the owner over there, Coast to Coast. So I can ask him stuff and everything.
They
I know I'm gonna find. I was gonna say tell whoever says hi.
That's what it is. Go ahead and work that situation out and email him. And tell him that you want me to give him your direct number.
Yeah, please, because I'm like they hit me with everything, but I just want to ask them a question, and I ain't better get nobody on the phone.
It's hard sometimes to get them on the phone and everything, but I'm gonna hit Lil Facts up and let him know that you are interested in doing that. So we're gonna go ahead and go to a quick commercial. I had some quick technical difficulties real quick, but I'm back. So we're going to go to commercial, and we'll be right back on Lush Radio on live.
Having a party? Need a DJ? How about the best damn DJ in the business?
DJ Hustle. Visit DJ Hustle at hustleevents.com to book your next surprise birthday party, corporate event, or bachelor party. With over 40,000 songs, DJ Hustle is ready to play any request. Check out DJ Hustle at hustleevents.com. That's hustleevents.com. You can never hustle hard enough.
Attention, music connoisseurs. Are you frustrated and aggravated from listening to conventional radio? Sick and tired of hearing the same lame 20 songs over and over again? You need to be listening to blogtalkradio.com/LushRadioOnline. Lush Radio Online. Hosted by Lushy Lush. Lushy Lush has her ear to the street and plays all the new and independent artists out there. So listen to Lushy Lush. Log on to blogtalkradio.com/LushRadioOnline. And don't forget to call into the station 347-826-7722. Independent artists and record labels can submit music to LushRadioOnlineMP3s@gmail.com. Lush Radio Online. You just officially got stamped.
It's your girl, Lushy Lush. Did you ever think about picking up a magazine to see nothing but the hottest ladies that's doing hot things in the industry, from models to business owners? We trying to find out the beauty outside and the beauty within. So if you thought about that, pick up E2K magazine at www.myspace.com/E2K magazine or www.everything2.com. Or email them at E2K Magazine@gmail.com. Holla at your girl, man. Pick up E2K Magazine and support them in their movement, man. Like Nike say, just do it, do it, do it.
Yeah, yeah, what's happening? This Big Wishbone, Bone Thugs and Harmony.
Yeah, this your boy Kool Rock from the Fat Boys. And when I'm in the DMV, I'm always rocking with my girl Lush on Lush Radio Online.
You heard that, brrr, stick 'em. I'm live in the building, Lush Radio Online, man. Always giving you that business info. We believe in the double E's, educate and entertain. And if you don't get no education from the shows, I don't know what you is drinking, but we always giving you some good tips, man. And tonight, we got the boy, the one and only, Kevin Shine, live in the building, CEO of the firm, and also A&R for Jive Records, man. Works closely with your man, Wayne Williams, live in the building, man. Dropping the jewels, baby. Make sure you got your questions. Call in at 347-826-7722. Lush Radio, and we on. What up, Kevin?
What's up? What's up?
They live in the building. We got a new caller. Look like we got a new caller from the DMV area. New caller from the DMV area, man. Tell us your name and where you calling from, 240.
Yeah, this is Mike.
What's up, Mike? How you doing?
What's going on, Lush? It's Mike.
Oh, is this Michael Wright, my homeboy from high school? What's up?
What's going on? What's going on?
Hey, nothing much. This is Michael Wright right here, man. This dude is a good dude. He owns his own business. He's an entrepreneur, and I want him to share his story with you guys in a few also, because he's an excellent guy, and he deals with a lot of corporate accounts, and his story is real motivational for a lot of people out there that are trying to start their business and are worried about it and stuff. But real quick, Michael, you got a question for Kevin Shine. He works with Jive Records and everything like that. He's an A&R, and he also gives a lot of business tips to up-and-coming artists and stuff like that, Michael.
Yeah, I got a question. How do you what's the best way to well, I guess, what do you do? I mean, you know, like the music industry right now is changing. And, you know, you got a lot of industries out there. You know, you got the recession. You got a lot of things that are actually changing. But how do you, you know, find or how do you keep going in an industry where or in industries where things are changing so fast? I mean, is there any tips, anything you can give? I mean, I know, you know, they say things happen in cycles. So, you know, you probably seen, you know, situations like this before. I know this is different, but I just want to get your thoughts.
Well, I always tell people the main thing you don't do is you still got to stick to quality over quantity. Like, you always got people like that come to me and they'll be like, how many artists have you signed? Or, you know, how many records have you put out? And
I always say I've never been a person who signed records. I signed careers. So that might mean I don't. And then I got another. I got another little statement I've been throwing out lately, Lush. And that statement is, the rabbit didn't win the race. So that's for everybody who be hurrying up and doing stuff, you know, and just throwing stuff out here. Everybody's into this hurrying up mode. And, you know, and they feel like because it's so much, and it's so much, and every other person in every other city is a rapper, and every other person in every other city has a record label. So really, now my main thing is I'm not trying to sign 15 people. I'm trying to sign two of the best people. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to see who's doing the most work. Like, I might hit 10 cities, and in them 10 cities, I might only meet four people. But then after I meet those four people, I'm still going to see who's the best out of those four. I'm not going to try to sign all four of them. I'm going to see who really out of those four is the best. And then I'll make a presentation at that point based on me kind of like following them and getting to know them. And I always kind of feel like the artist that I present, I want to make sure that artist that I want the people to feel the way I felt when I signed the artist. So recently I just signed a kid named Jacob Lattimore. He's 13 years old. He's got two movies coming out. But he to me, at one point when I was looking at him a year ago, I already knew his mom. I already knew her from, you know, but watching this young guy grow up, I just told some people I had a Berry Gordy moment when I met this kid. But I really
said Lattimore?
Huh?
You said Lattimore, I might be related to him.
I mean, so I really felt like this kid was really something special, but my boss at the time wanted me to go find Justin Timberlake. I said, well, you know, really, I feel like I found somebody who could be right in that Chris Brown, Usher, Michael Jackson area. This kid has that kind of charisma. He has that kind of, you know, focus. And, you know, and it's really just hard to believe he's only 13 years old. So that kind of like, and then when people, you know, say, okay, well, who else you find? Well, I found the producers who did the Superman High, that did Echo. Now, you got to understand, these was two new producers that beat out Jazzy Faye. They beat out R. Kelly. They beat out a bunch of people on R. Kelly's own record.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? So my point is I really look for careers. I try to bring people to the table that's going to make an impact to the industry. And how I built my brand so quickly and I got my name out here so quickly is because when I do something, I always do something that's going to be an impact. I manage two songwriters. One of my writers is the girl on the How Low record. She's the one going, go low, lower than you. She's on that. So, you know, the thing is that it's just been the moves I've been making and the impact of those records. And I closed out my first year as an A&R with four singles under my belt. And I just recently did a signing. And now I'm being looked at for a television show, a pilot, where people are actually talking to me, networks are talking to me about following me around and doing and what I'm doing because they know that I'm more about quality than quantity.
Mm.
And then I also keep a heavy internet presence. I'm very heavy on the Twitter. I'm real proud of my Twitter because I always tell people my Twitter has really put me in a position to do a lot of business and extend my brand. And in this day, you know, A&R isn't necessarily about it's not about like what it used to be about where we used to scrutinize the artists and scrutinize who we used to sign. Now it's more about who's more effective on the internet and who's really just, you know, trying to, you know, keep their job. And I really believe that, you know, our position is starting to phase out. So what I basically always think about is if people don't know you, then you're not going to be able to extend yourself after this. So what happens when that corporate money and them expense accounts are no longer there?
Mm.
What kind of business are you going to be able to do then?
That's the truth.
Huh?
I just want to let y'all know, you know, he got 16,000 followers on his Twitter. He be on it. His Twitter is popping, you know, definitely on there. And what he did touch on in regards to A&R, it is slowly dimming down. So, I mean, the fact that he has his own business also with the firm and everything that he does, and he's able to touch different facets, enables him to have longevity when it comes to the music industry. You know, and when you come into Kevin, man, you got to be on top of your game because Kevin will crush you. For real. He will crush you. But I'm going to go ahead and change and transition and switch gears real quick. Kevin, stay on the line with us real quick. We got other callers. I'm on the line. Callers, we're going to let y'all come in and ask questions to Kevin in a quick second. But I do have Michael Wright, also another business owner. We're live right now talking business on Lush Radio Online. Michael, I want you to share your story in regards to you creating your business, the name of your business and stuff like that real quick. I want you to share your story with the people because I really think that is very inspirational. So let the people know, Michael.
All right, well, how y'all doing? My name is Michael, and it's actually a computer repair business and a web design business. And I actually started, you know, on the humble, just kind of fixing, you know, computers for people, friends and family. I was designing websites for a few of my family members who had businesses or whatever. And, you know, I went to school to, you know, do the computer thing, but my mom had a business and it failed. So when it failed, I mean, it really failed. We lost the house, we lost the car, we lost everything. So here I am with 2 years of school, you know what I'm saying? Don't have no paper, no degrees, no nothing. I just got the high school thing, and I'm trying to make it in the computer business. So I grabbed a couple books from the library and taught myself how to do the certifications, computer certifications or whatnot. And went and took the test. I didn't take no classes. Went to go take the test. After reading the books, I passed the test. I was actually able to get my first job. And after I got the certification, which was a blessing because the money was running out real quick. And I got that job. And I knew at the time that it wasn't the best job in the world, but I knew it was going to get me where I wanted to go. So I had a good foundation. So I said, okay, well, I'm going to do this for a year and then, you know, see what kind of opportunities open up to me. So I did that for a year, and sure enough, I got an opportunity to go work in the government for a lot more paper. So I went to go do that. Meantime, I started the business because that was the goal. The game plan was to start the business. So I started that in the background. You know what I'm saying? I didn't do a whole lot with it because I was busy, but I did, you know, get my incorporation. You know, I had filed all my paperwork and whatnot. I got my logo, and I started on the actual website. And I had business cards, and I would pass out business. I ain't go nowhere without business cards. And because I had worked in the government, I had a lot of contacts. That stuff would just move. You know, I'd get somebody's business card, and they would pass it on, and I'd give them a stack, and they would just pass them out. So I started getting calls. And so I left there to go to the Kennedy Center, and I did the Kennedy Center thing for about 8 months. And, my business that year, like part-time, and I did 100,000. So I was like, all right, well, you know what? I think it's time for me to really, you know, just kind of quit this over here and go do that because, I mean, I ain't on part-time. I'm making serious, making more than I'm making in my full-time job. So that's what I did, you know what I'm saying? So I quit my job and started working full-time. And I quit my job on a Friday. I got my first contract that Monday. And that's when I say, that's God, you know, because God was telling me, you know what, you made the right decision because there's no rhyme or reason to it. I quit my job on Friday. I get a call on Monday. This guy, you know, wants me to come set up everything, set up the whole network, website, everything. And that's pretty much how I got started. We used to be called Tech Squad. And this is interesting, you know, for people who are having legal issues with intellectual property and things like that. We used to be called Tech Squad. And, Best Buy, the year that we actually got started, they had bought a company called Geek Squad. And they actually came at us trying to say that we were taking their name. And, you know, my thing was, I'm cool. Like, I'm not a geek. We ain't geeks. My team, we the cool bunch, you know what I'm saying? We just know a lot about technology. We farthest thing from geeks. We ain't trying to be nerds or nothing like that. But they ain't care. You know what I'm saying? I used to think in my head, I used to think that you had to be a bad person to be sued, and that's just the furthest thing from the truth. You know, these big corporations, you know, they try to protect their space, and a lot of times they can be very aggressive. So, you know, I went out, hired me an intellectual property specialist lawyer, and we ended up settling the case out of court, and actually I took that money and purchased the building, and then that's how we got started. And that was 5 years ago.
5 years ago, and he's making a ridiculous amount of money. He's able, he has a beautiful wife and son. He's able to, you know, be able to work from his office or from home, either way. You know, he's able to, you know, provide for his child. His also gives his wife opportunity to just go to school full time while, you know, his business brings in, generates a lot of money. And that's what a business is. The goal is to make money. But at the end of the day, make sure you structure yourself. And with his situation, it definitely inspires a lot of people to go out there. Like, you know, if you're going to do it, you know, put your all into it. And just like I say also, if you're going to work a 9-to-5, don't work a 9-to-5 to be a slave at it. Work a 9-to-5 because you're working towards a goal to own something that's yours, which he did, which I'm very proud of him, you know, and he's definitely a great friend of mine. And I just want to commend you, man. I just want to open up the lines. If you want to ask Michael a quick question, make sure you make it real quick, because we're going to go ahead and open up the lines for other people to ask Kevin some quick questions real quick. But I'm going to go ahead and open up the line for Emma. Emma, you want to ask Michael a question real quick?
No, I mean, it's not really a question, just to, you know, I love to hear these type of stories. This motivates and inspires me just a lot more. You know, right now I'm in the process of purchasing, you know, an investment property and all that. So, you know, it's good. It's good to have worked so hard for something that you wanted, but always have that that drive, you know what I'm saying? Just not to ever give up no matter what. Like, you lost everything. I lost a lot of stuff, too. I got to the point of being homeless and all types of situations. And that I'm actually now with a realtor looking for an investment property. You know, I've come a long way. So I just love hearing those stories, and I just commend you and just keep going, man. But know that you know, give back. Never forget to give back. You know, that's always my main thing that I always tell everybody. Don't forget to give back, little or small. It don't have, you know, whatever level you feel you could give it on, but, you know, just keep, you know, giving back and remain humble.
Thank you. Yeah, actually, speaking of that, about 2 months ago, I actually joined the board of a nonprofit health organization actually based in Washington, D.C., and what they do, or what we do, is we go into, like, urban environments. I mean, I'm from the hood, so I don't have a problem going into the hood. I know how to, you know, how to handle myself in the hood. And we go into these places and teach people how to eat, you know, how to eat right, how to basically, you know, how to live right, you know what I'm saying? You know, our thing is, if you eat right, you'll live right. You know, you don't have to, you know, eat, you know, all the sodium and live off the corner store and all that. You know, I know how, you know, you know, when you're in the hood, you know, stuff is cheap. You go to Curry Out, you go get the hot noodles, the oodles and noodles and all that. And we go in there, and, you know, we teach them. We do the workshops. Everything's free. But we teach them, you know, how to eat, you know. You know, just, go, you know, going to the grocery store, you know, learning about fruits and, you know, fresh foods and things like that. Don't have to cost a whole lot. But, you know, you can, instead of doing the chips, you can do an apple. You know what I'm saying? So, and that's actually a new venture that I just started, and I'm very excited about.
That's what it is. Jamie, you got a question or a thought for Michael? Are you on the line?
Yeah, I'm here. First, I would just like to, you know, being an engineer myself, I just want to commend you, you know, for doing it the route that you did, because I know how much it costs to actually get the certifications and everything, because I went through school doing it. You know, and to just do that just by the books and the CDTs and going to take the test, that takes a certain type of person. So I commend you on that, you know, and I support any brother that, you know, can make it from the urban development to success. So I commend you and take my hat off to you for that, you know. And like Emma said, I mean, definitely, you know, give back. And the fact that you're actually doing that is great, too, because I think a lot of times when we are in certain situations and environments, you know, it can breed you to be a certain way. You know, once you actually achieve success, you, like, forget everything that you went through, you know what I'm saying, and where you came from. And I think it's very important to, you know, to give back, you know what I'm saying, and to help. Because if everybody helps each other, then we all could be successful. That's not an impossible.
Definitely. And, Kevin, you got any thoughts to Michael and everything, you know, right from the line, Kevin?
I think what Mike is doing is pretty much the theme of this whole conversation. He's taking ownership of himself, and he basically is showing people that, you know, like he said, you know, getting a lawsuit ain't about being a bad person. It's just about people protecting their properties and their intellectual properties. And a lot of times that goes back to what we were saying about if you don't do your homework, you don't do your research, then, you know, you won't know how to survive out here. And, like, and I think that taught him how to protect himself. Because just like they're protecting themselves, he's learning how to protect himself. But I think in the end, it also makes him a better businessman, and it gives him the information, you know, because really, the, you know, being a good businessman is really your ministry. That's how you teach people, is by how you conduct your business and just being a good businessman and knowing how to you know, be a good example to people or what to look out for. And sometimes in order to know what to look out for, you have to kind of go through some of them things yourself. So I commend them just for being an example for all of us. You know what I'm saying? Even someone like me, I can, you know, you're an example for all of us. So, amen. I think the same applause I got when I got on the phone, we need to give you, always.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you very much.
That's what it is. Callers, I see y'all callers on the line. I'm about to bring you guys on. When I bring you guys on, you have a quick second to ask either Michael or the lovely and wonderful Kevin Shine a question. We're going to go ahead and get the lines. We got 770 live on the line. That looks like ATL. Tell us your name and where you're calling from, 770. 770. All right, on to the next one, 414. You're live on the line with us. Tell us your name and where you're calling from, 414. 414. Press 1 if you want to speak. Call us from the 918. Call us. Tell us where you're calling from and what's your name, 918. 918.
Wow.
What's up, 918?
What up? Hello?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay, 918, can you hear me now?
Yeah, we can hear you. Tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Yeah, we're calling from Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Okay, that's what's up.
Yeah,
you got a question for Kevin or Michael?
Well, not really a question, just a comment on, you know, I've listened for about the past 15 minutes. Like, I spoke to Kevin a couple of times. You know, I watch him. I follow him in some of his, like, Twitter accounts and things that he posts, mainly Twitter. So, you know, I've had an encounter with Kevin, and the way his type of being is and what you guys are expressing right now is relevant to me, because what you're saying basically is, like, the process of my life personally, where I feel like I'm going through, as far as, you know, when you tell yourself you can do it, you could be that person, you change your mind about yourself. And then you begin that process to being able to produce what you've been putting in your mind. So being that best person when you're being your best life, basically like how you would groom yourself on a daily basis, but you apply that to being successful as far as your sanity, your happiness, and then now we have to apply it to being competitive and all of that. I mean, you got to speaking positive and everything that I feel right now. And for us coming out of Oklahoma, I know you guys probably don't know too much about Oklahoma as far as music artists. You know, we do have a lot of that. It's just I'm speaking out to kind of put out a foot for that, to kind of get everybody to let know that, yeah, we're here too. I think you guys are doing. I want to be on that level where you guys are as far as success. So everything you guys are saying is pure knowledge. Like I said, for you guys to even be affiliated with Kevin Shine, I know it's good.
That's what it is. I'm glad we're doing our job. I'm glad we're doing our job on Less Ready Online. For real.
Yeah, you know,
I want to say this. You know, like every market I go to, I run into people who are, you know, trying to like, you know, define their voice, their sound, and where they come from. And I think that, you know, the reason that a lot of times people say you got to start at home is because they just want you to start in a familiar place. And then, but sometimes the reverse of starting in a familiar place is that everybody knows you, so they don't feel the same enthusiasm to uplift what you're trying to do, because maybe there's a bunch of people just like you trying to do the same thing. So everyone is kind of in a competitive mode instead of being in a collective mode and working more as a cooperative to kind of see who's doing it, who's stepping up, who's doing the most. And a lot of times it's really, really hard for us to kind of like back down or to take or play a lesser role, because we always kind of feel like we're the best at what we're doing and we're going to fight to the very end. But sometimes the business person always says, sometimes you got to give up something to get everything. And you can't, you know, we can't get everything if we're all clogging the door up to keep anybody from getting through. So I think at some point, being that you are stepping up, maybe you might have to put yourself in an assessment position to assess your town and assess who's doing it and try to help encourage the one that is getting through, but do it under the guidelines that there's an understanding. We all help you and it opens the door for us, or we all come together and we find a mutual way that we can help each other. Because it's cool to be competitive, but if ain't nobody winning, somebody's got to back down so somebody can get through.
That's the truth. You never lied about that one. I'm going to open up the and a real quick sidebar. What we're starting to do now here at Lush Radio Online, we want to hear the feedback from the audience. We educate and we try to entertain our audience. So what we want to do is we want you guys to send us in your testimonials. We want to know what you get from the show, how you feel about the show, how you feel about our guests. We want you to email us at CEOLushRadioOnline@gmail.com, CEOLushRadioOnline@gmail.com. Tell us your name, your state, and whether it's your email or your Twitter, put it on there because we'll be posting it up and sending it out. So we need your testimonials, so send it out to CEOLushRadioOnline@gmail.com and tell us how you feel about the show. I'm going to open up the line for Bugsy. Bugsy, do you want to comment on the situation that Mike talked about, and also a question for Kevin also?
Bugsy? Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
I just want to say, you know, hats off to the homeboy that came through, man. You know, told his little story, man. You know, hey, man, you know, Lord takes care of things, man. You know, he blesses everybody, you know, and I'm glad to see, you know, come through and make it, man. You know what I mean? Be on top, man. Just continue doing what you do, man. Help try to reach people, you know what I mean? Starts with one person, you know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely. And do you want to touch on what Kevin just spoke on just now?
Basically, when it comes to cash, I just want to say, man, like Ebony always say, man, I hope everybody got their pen in their pads, man, because he's definitely giving out that little lesson of knowledge right now to the people.
Definitely. We're going to try 770-770. You're live on Lush Radio Online with Kevin Shine. Do you have a question? 770, are you just listening? I guess you're just listening. On to the next one. 414, do you have a question? 414. Okay, guys, it's okay to listen, guys. I'm not going to bite you if you want to talk. I'm not going to bite you, okay? But due to the fact that, you know, on the time period and everything, I just want to say that it's an honor and a pleasure all the time to have you on the show, Kevin. And honestly, you know, I want to get together with you to actually bring you on more often to just have your own segment. So people can, you know, you can decide whatever you have in, like, a question of the day or a theme of the day and just, you know, go in. I actually want you to be able to do that, you know, whether it's once a month or, you know, twice a week or whatever, you know. I want to let you have your own segment, you know, to do your thing. I mean, if you're free for that, you know what I'm saying, because I know you're a busy man and stuff like
wow.
that, you know.
I want to say this, you guys. Lush is really what she realizes a lot of people, after I've been on your show numerous times, have really got back at me and have, you know, really started to follow me or to pay attention to what I have to say. And really, I reiterate, people like Genius, Mike, those are kind of guys that I look up to, and even though I do what I do, because both of you guys presented yourselves as businessmen, and I think sometimes, you know, we have, you know, just like women come together and they acknowledge who they are to each other. Sometimes it's really good to hear brothers like you talking, because, like, I do what I do, and I do it so that there can be a model to follow. You know what I'm saying? Because we're being watched all the time. You know, when Genius, when you talk about taxes or whatever, as a businessman doing a record label, no one talks like that. Nobody talks like that on a regular scale, because that's not the part of that's not the panel that everyone's going to stay in the room for. They're going to stay in the room for the A&Rs and the artists. They're not going to stay in the room when the managers and the business managers and the accountants and the lawyers come in the room, because they think that's boring. But what they don't understand is that you represent, people like that represent how you're going to eat. And if you don't want to know how you're going to eat, then how can you complain about not eating?
Mm.
That's real talk right there.
So then you go to Mike and you hear about somebody building something from the ground up. And then let's think about all these artists that's talking about how hard it is and whatever. All it took was some creativity, ingenuity, and a little research, and just kind of just and really believe in your dream and invest in yourself, because you got to invest in yourself. If you don't invest in yourself, then you can't be a successful business person, because no one's going to invest money into you before you. So having said that, why are we running up to record labels getting mad at them about not doing business with us if we're not even doing business with ourselves?
Mm. Wow. Well.
Yeah, that's real talk.
So, you know, Lush is real. You know, like I've seen this show grow. I'm listening to it now. I'm seeing it constantly grow, and I when I get time, I love being on the show, because I feel it's just great dialogue, and it's good to just talk to good people and have a dialogue. Now, for the people who are not Michael, who are not, you know, Genius and my sister that's with the magazine.
Oh, I thought you forgot about me, Kevin.
I'm
I was sorry. Feeling some
no,
little
no,
messy.
No, no.
I thought
no,
you
no,
forgot
no,
about
no,
me.
I ain't forgot about you. I ain't forgot about you. Because really, no. I meant that I had to address my dudes, because –
We're
an endangered species.
I totally respect that, and I agree. I agree. Just don't pull this on a Thursday when it's ladies' night, because I'm going to get at you.
I always say this, that, you know, my mom is a woman, and I'm her son, and women are the nurturers. And you know, and it's definitely good that you're nurturing a path for sisters, because they a lot of what they don't see is their strengths. And so they do need somebody to nurture their strengths.
when it comes to us men dealing with you women, we are very bottom line. We interested, we not. We don't have the middle. That's where y'all come in. Y'all are the middle. Y'all put the middle part in there. Otherwise, we'll be like, look, baby, I don't deal with him, or I do deal with him. You know what I'm saying? It's generally your wife that kind of steps in, or your sister or your mom that steps in and go, no, you can't think like that. So definitely we need you to think like that, but always remember in the same respect that, you know, you're nurturing these women, remember that men are creatures of habit. We do what we get away with or what we are comfortable doing. So a lot of times when women be saying men are abusing them, there are women out there that are letting them do it.
Absolutely.
You know, we all always tell, you know, that to women that we all got to be fair on both sides. Because we need y'all. Y'all nurture us and y'all help bring something to us that ain't there. But in the same respect, just be mindful that some women out there teaching us or allowing us to do the things y'all don't like sometimes. You know,
right.
So, you know, but then and going back to my girl Lush, y'all, you guys, you know, this is definitely a situation where I appreciate you to death. If I'm available, whatever you want to do, you know, you've got my support 100%. Because I want to definitely always support movement and growth in the movement, and I think you're trying to do that, and I definitely want to always be associated to that, you know. But I want to always hear too, like you said, Lush, from the people who ain't us, because you people that's on the phone that aren't in the position we're in, we really want to hear from y'all because we want you guys to take this moment to attack your problems, attack your issues, and let us help you figure it out. Don't sit back, because then we don't really know what you're going through. And if this is one of the few times where I'm not running the clock on you and as far as a consultant, take advantage of it. Because any other time you hit me, I'm on the clock.
So
take advantage of all this, the Michaels, you know, my sister. I'm sorry, I keep saying my sister. What's my sister's name in the magazine?
Emma.
2K Magazine. Emma, please take advantage of Emma, a Michael, a Genius, a Lush, a Kevin Shine on the line, because, yeah, we can talk to each other all day. We already know where we at, but the whole purpose of us being on the show is to open the dialogue up to people who aren't able to reach us.
Definitely. I think Emma wanted to say something real quick. Emma, did you want to say something real quick,
Yeah, I just wanted to remind Kevin that, you know, being that I'm a woman of a certain age, past 40, I would like to be refrained as sexy Emma E2K. That makes me feel some sort of way, Kevin, okay? Thank you.
Oh my goodness.
I love Emma. I can't lie. I'm gonna tell y'all one thing. That's one woman in the world that I respect besides my mother and my sister and my daughter. I love Emma to death. She's the president of Street Queens, the movement, my foundation for women, you know, women's empowerment, and she goes hard in the paint. Y'all think I go hard? That's my twin right there. Like, that's literally my twin. Like, we go hard in the paint. She does everything for the community. And she's a giving person, and, you know, she's a boss, and I love her to death, and, you know what I'm saying? It's a Pisces thing, and at the same time, yo, she keeps me calm, because sometimes I be wanting to spaz out on people, but she's like, yo, you can't do that.
It's not registered, Lush. You didn't register it. Put it away.
For real, man. But they are registered, though. I just had to throw that out there. But, yeah, I love her to death. See, all these people that I bring on the show on the different times is because I respect them. I don't bring people that I don't really respect on the show. I respect every last person that's on the show. From my listeners, from the callers, I respect you guys. You know why? Because you make me and the show what it is. It's not about me. It's about you guys. And that's why we do this. And, you know, Kevin Shine is like my big brother. I love him to death. This dude
I mean, it has great knowledge for everybody. You know, Genius has great knowledge. You know, Emma does. Everybody, you know, even Bugsy, Future Guru, the whole squad, you know, definitely we try to aim to try to educate you. And if you don't take advantage of this knowledge, I don't know nowhere else where you can get knowledge like this for free. For real,
absolutely.
Honestly. You know? So that's the question. But I want to ask my big brother, Kevin, you know, I want to ask you, what do you, I mean, you seen me grow, you know what I'm saying? You seen me grow, you know, from the beginning stages and up, you know, you seen Lush Radio evolve, you know. Are there any kind of, you know, tips you want to give me or anything you want to just, you know, comment to me and stuff, you know what I'm saying? Because they always make me feel warm inside. But, you know, go ahead, you got the floor.
I mean, I think that we just gotta stay on the mission. I mean, you know, we understand what the mission is. You know, talk radio is even an endangered species because people are afraid to be ignorant. Ignorant doesn't mean being dumb. It's not a bad thing. Being ignorant means that we all admit that we need more knowledge, we need more nourishment, we need education, I need to hear from a mic, you know, I need to know who he is. I need to hear a brother like James, I need to hear Emma, I need to hear all of you guys doing your thing, and that's why I say this is always nourishment for me to get on the line, because now, I mean, I can't lie, my interest has been piqued by hearing some of the people dialogue. I think you just got to keep going hard in the paint with as far as that's concerned, and some people always say that, you know, you can get further by bringing, you know, certain personalities into the mix, and getting them on the show. I think that, you know, people need to think, you know, stop looking at them anything less than a personality themselves. I think I don't look at myself as, you know, just anybody, you know. I've worked hard to build my brand, and I, when I'm standing next to Jazzy Faye, he, of course, his brand is bigger than mine, but me, we have a respect issue with each other where there's always respect. So it's kind of like I don't carry myself like I'm less, so I don't get treated like less. So when I do come on the show, I know soon as I get on the show, I know my job is to represent not only myself but Lush, because I want to encourage more people to come on the show and support her like I support her.
Absolutely. That's the truth. I love Kevin to death, and I love all these people that's on the show, and I love all of our listeners that come through each and every day to gain knowledge and also to gain some entertainment. I mean, we deal with a lot of celebrities on the show. You know, we've had, you know, Kay Slade, Kid Capri. We had Tashina Arnold, Pam from Martin. You know, we've had Ty Fife, Producer. I mean, we've had so many different people. You know, Akinelli on the show, Fat Joe. I mean, we've had so many big people on the show, Ernie Gaines, everybody on the show. But at the same time, we trying to cater to you, because some of the sides that you see of these people are sides you'll never see on everywhere else, because we try to get the good and positive sides of them. Everybody focus on the negative. We got enough negative stuff. We got enough people watching us every single day. So we need to bring the goodness out there, and that's what we're trying to touch on. And hopefully some of the knowledge that they drop for you, because they're from their experiences and you look up to them, it can inspire you in your life each and every day, you know? And that's why we do Lush Radio Online. That's what we're based on. If we do anything other than that, then I'm going against what we stand for, you know? And that's what it is, Lush Radio Online. We do it for the people. And Kevin, I'm proud of you. I love you, and I want you to continue doing what you're doing, and hopefully I might be working with somebody to try to do a music 101 out here in the DMV area. So if that situation comes to pass, or if I can work situation out here in the DMV.
Please, you don't even realize how many people is beating up on me because they think I'm neglecting the DMV area. So please do something.
Yeah, I came to my arguing with you the other day.
DMV, they be like, you don't never come out here. You don't like us or something. I'll be like, no, that ain't what it is. Ain't nobody putting nothing organized together to get me out there.
But I would love to come to the DMV. I would love to come to the Virginia, you know, Delaware, you know, Washington, D.C. area and really put it down, because I think it is a neglected area. And I think sometimes what happens is that it's so many, like, I think this is something, this is like just something that I think everybody should know. Everyone is experiencing the same thing. Like, I go through a situation, Lush, where I'm constantly challenged about who I am. And when I do these markets, you know, my boss gets challenged about who I am, because, you know, my correct title is I'm the A&R consultant to the senior VP of Jive Records. I had my opportunity to go join the company, but my arrangement for business purposes with him worked out better for me to be a consultant, and it gave me the same amount of power of being in the building without having to be in the building. And so I treated no different by my boss. And some people see that, and they see our relationship, and they go, that's a weird relationship. And so when I go to these markets, everybody has been hit with the scam artists and the people who say, I represent this person, I'm doing this, and I'm charging this, and I'm doing that. And I always kind of, you know, have to step in and let everybody, you know, my boss or he might step in, and we're trying to make people understand that there's a reason why I took the position and the title that I took with him, is because he has a different game plan for me, which affords me the opportunity to do my company as a consultant and still be a very big part of what he's doing with Jive Records. And to wear the Jive Records brand just as strong as I get to wear the Firm brand. And, you know, and when I wear the Firm brand, I wear it proudly. But my main goal right now this year has been to really get out here in these markets and really see what's going on in all these different cities and really try to help people better understand how to strategize themselves back into this game, because there's such a disconnect of information going on all around the country. And no one is taking on that role, and I just kind of put it on my back and say, this is something I want to do for the whole year. I just want to travel all over the country and help people better understand the strategies and how to better strategize their careers and their businesses so we can create more opportunities and wins within the music industry.
Definitely, and I'm trying to organize with a young gentleman. We had him on the other day, KY. Trying to do a thing out here, because the thing about it, the DMV actually should have been the next ATL, actually, you know, with all these powerful artists that done came from out of here, you know, Kenny Lattimore, Genuine, Maya, Martin Lawrence, Dave Chappelle, all these people coming out of the DMV area, you know, even Salt and Pepper doing some things with, EU, out here. If this had been, that state, that next state to blow, but the organization is the problem, just that we're finding in other states also is coming together. So I actually want to try to be at least like the first to actually have something really big to the point that it's actually beneficial versus people coming in there and they run in their mouth and talk about this is hot and but it's something that is food for knowledge, and so I'm trying to work out something, and it would be an honor to have you down here. So I'm trying to see how we can get this situation done and even maybe sit down with you and talk about it and see how we can get this thing popping out here in the DMV area, Kevin.
Yeah, I'm with that. Let's do that. Let's make that happen. I'm 100% down with that, and I hope we can get brothers like Genius and Michael there and my sister Emma, get her there. Let's make this thing happen, because y'all don't understand what kind of role models you guys would be to these people, because you're them. See, y'all, everybody thinks that these people want to see the big artists. Yeah, they do, but I think people like you represent the people who they really need to meet, because it represents hope for them to be able to do it. And so, for those people who like to run their mouth and be negative and be like, well, no, that's not the truth, we can be like, no, Mike, go ahead and tell them how it's done, and they'll shut them up right away. Because it's like, either you're being lazy and you're really not working to the level you should be working to, and you can't really complain,
that you're not getting the opportunity because you're not creating the opportunity. And, and that's really back to what you just said about why a lot of these markets don't work. Like, you know, really it ain't up to those people to bring it back. Those people went and did what they did, and they found a way to do it, but maybe they need a Lush to do what you're doing so they can find their way back. Because under any other circumstances, they're not coming back, because sometimes coming back it can be a little overwhelming because people get late and don't want to help themselves if they think somebody's coming back that could save them.
Wow. That's some real stuff right there. That's deep. That's serious. And that's the truth, you know. I mean, and like I said, we definitely got to, you know, brainstorm and get this popping because I think it's really needed. I mean, you have – now we see all these different conferences and stuff, and to me, what I've analyzed from going to a lot of conferences and stuff, I mean, not to knock people from doing their stuff, but some of them are just, like, for publicity. Some of them are just for a big party. Some of them are just a big thing of nonsense. And it's, nobody is really benefiting except for that person that's making that money at the door, you know. And I don't feel like people are leaving with actual knowledge from the events. And they're still in the same rut that they were when they first started, you know. But now they're extra broke because they spent their last going to the conference and gaining no knowledge.
But that's what makes the that's what makes the business Lush. If you keep them ignorant, they have to come back for the next conference because they feel they're going to learn something there. So, again, that goes back to creating that, what Kevin had said earlier about the situation with this kid, the young kid. Oh, my God. What's his name? The young kid that just made $1 million, 16 years old. What's his name? Oh, Jesus. I cannot forget his name.
What's his name? I don't know.
You talking about Justin Bieber?
No, I'm talking about, oh my God, why is that?
Oh, you're talking about what is this? Oh God, I can't think of his name.
Are you talking about the boy that made the application?
Oh my God. 16 years old as a rapper, did it in the internet. What is his name? Jesus Christ, help me.
Soulja Boy?
There you go. Wow. Amazing. Yeah. Amazing. I got to take a pill. wow. I even lost my train of thought thinking really heavy about this Soulja Boy kid. But I even forgot my example. Never mind. Keep going.
Okay.
All right.
She had a total brain fart, but like with an example like with Soulja Boy, you know, entities like that, you know, self motivated, you know, he didn't wait for no one. He started at a young age, you know, utilizing the resources that we have around us, which was the internet. And now it forced him to be, you know, an icon right now. Like, nobody can take that away from him that, you know, he set the standard. He, not in regards of, like, an artistic way, but in a business sense. Like, he is a true businessman at a young age, you know. And we definitely need to come together when it comes to business because it's sad. It's really sad because it's so many people walking around just retarded. And I'm just tired. How you got a business and you got business cards and you don't have incorporation? Like, come on, man, stop walking around and lying to yourself. You're not doing any kind of business, okay? You're not legally by law doing a business, okay? If you can't file taxes for your business, then I don't even want to talk to you. Just shut up. What are you doing? For real.
What are you doing?
Just shut up. But we gotta end the show off. You know, it was been great. We shared a lot of deep thoughts. We covered different businesses. We shared stories with you guys. Kevin Shine dropped some knowledge for you guys, and we also talked about you know, if you want to get into the franchise business, we talked about the top 10 franchises to check out. So definitely, guys, I salute you guys on everything that you're doing. We're going to go ahead and let everybody give their Twitter and contact information out there for you guys if you want to get in touch with them, Emma, because they said ladies first. Ladies first, Emma. Go ahead. You got the floor.
I love you. I like you. I like you a lot. Gracias.
Go ahead.
My business Twitter is E2K_magazine. I'm trying to reach 1,000 before the month ends. People, please help a sister. I think I'm about 700. And my personal is Emma E2K on Twitter. So follow me on both. I'm on that. Or just Google me. I'm going to save you some trouble. Just go Google.com and just, you know, add E2K Magazine, and I'm there. My business is laid out.
Definitely. That's what it is. Genius, throw your info out there. Genius, are you live? Are you live? Roger Dodger, throw your info out there. Genius, you alive? I hope you're not eating chicken. You cooking chicken over there? What you doing? Okay. On to the next one, like Jay-Z said. Kevin, throw your info out there for the people, man.
They can reach me at Kevin, K-E-V-I-N, _A_N_R_shine. That'll be the best way to catch me, and then we can go from there.
That's what it is. Make sure if you do contact him, make sure that you are about your business. Don't come to him slouching, because if I hear about you, I'm going to put you on blast, okay? So make sure you come to him about business, honestly, and make sure you say hi to him. Follow him right now on Twitter. Tell him you heard him on Lush Radio Online. That's what it is. We definitely want to support good people that's doing good things, which is Kevin Stein, who is the best, and I definitely love him because he is the best at everything that he does. And Bugsy, go ahead and throw your information out there for the people, Bugs.
Okay, the Twitter joint, that's the real Bugsy GTM. Facebook, for y'all that getting ready to add me, I know I got clowned on yesterday, you know, by Kiki. You know, she was like, "Yeah, you just added." I'm new to Facebook, so, you know, I ain't got too many ads on there, but that's Twitter.com/TheRealBugsy, you know what I mean? And you can take it from there.
That's what it is, definitely, man. And I think we got a caller from a block number. Caller from a block number, what it is. All right, on to the next one. Okay, make sure you follow me at lushradioonline@gmail.com, and make sure you follow Genius is Genius on Twitter. I think Genius might be over there cooking chicken, but his Twitter is GNEOUS, GNEOUS, and follow him on Twitter. Make sure you follow him. Make sure you follow Future Group 100, K-Star Beauty, our program manager, and Ebonisha, Ebony, our other co-host, and TDI NYC, our never host on Mondays. Make sure you follow the squad, man. We move as a unit, man. You know what I mean? Follow the chain of command. We don't play them games over here. Lush Radio Online, we support people, positive people doing positive things. I don't do it for me. I do it for the people, and we are the people's voice. I want to thank all of you guys, all our listeners, everybody. Log on to www.lushradioonline.com. Listen to us live. Click on the tab that says listen to Lush Radio, or log on to www.blogtalkradio.com/Lush Radio Online. And make sure you check out the archives, man. Check on the show page. If you didn't miss the show, pick the show you like. Download it. You know what I'm saying? Check it out. Holla at us, man. And we're all available, you know what I'm saying, for, you know, hosting conventions, everything like that. Make sure you holler at my boy Kevin, for real, because he's a good dude and he's very informative. So any convention you got going on, make sure that you employ Kevin Sean. And we out of here, man. Shout out to my boy Music Jones. Titus just dropped his new video and everything like that, so shout out to him. We out of here. Lush Radio Online, and I say keep winning no matter what. You know, don't let nobody stop you from what you're doing in life. Keep winning, you know, no matter what, man. Keep winning by Archie Eversole, and I'm out of here. Lush Radio Online. Let's go.
They don't give a damn about you. Kick you in the face when you down.
Yeah.
So many people doubted me. Well, I'm on time. Look at me now. Love is dead bleeding in the street. By somebody that I thought was my friend.
Yeah.
All I really know is that I ain't never gonna stop.